The police administration has taken delivery of a 42-unit, three-bedroom apartment for senior officers of the service. Efforts are also underway for the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing to allocate a number of two-story blocks of flats of the government's affordable housing projects at Pune and Borteman in the Greater Accra region to the police administration for completion. Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Afa inaugurated the buildings at the Cantonment Police Barracks in Accra. Sefia reports.
The police administration requires about 2,000 housing units to accommodate officers and men of the service. The 7 two-story apartments were jointly constructed by Gold Key Properties Limited and Alema Properties Limited in line with the government's policy of public-private partnership. The vice president, who doubles as the chairman of the police council, said he would fully support innovative initiatives that are geared towards enhancing the welfare of officers and men of the police service.
The little things that you are doing by yourself, organizing 42 three-bedroom flats and other proposals that we have promised to examine at the next meeting of the police council are important so that the improvement in the quality of housing for the officers and the men of the police force. First of all, is to say how impressed I was about a Ghanaian investor taking on that responsibility so that it is possible that if you are innovative enough, you will find people in this country who are able to provide the kind of service that we've seen in those flats. It is good that we are putting so many officers together so that mobilizing them in terms of emergency is enhanced.
The Director General Technical of the Police Administration, DCOP Frank Edupoku, appealed to the government to help the service to redevelop the Cantonment Police Barracks and other barracks in the Accra region. The IGP, Mohammed Ahmed Al-Hassan, said the police administration is on course to secure 2,000 housing units for the service.
I think that was quite positive. Now, I believe if we accommodate the right number of persons, we wouldn't be seeing overflow of people in single rooms and so on and so forth. So I'm sure that this time around we would be able to live up to those standards to ensure that these facilities are well maintained and well administered by our estates.
The managing director of Gold Key Properties Limited, Joseph Toku, appealed to the government to consider his proposal to build 500 more housing units at the airport police station for the service. Seti here, reporting for Radio Ghana.